Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 44 degrees. KNSS breaking news. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings, a sharecropper's son who rose to become the powerful chairman of U.S. House committee that investigated President Donald Trump, died today of complications from longstanding health issues. His office says he was 68 years old. Cummings was a formidable orator who passionately advocated for the poor in his black majority district, which encompasses a large portion of Baltimore as well as more well-to-do suburbs. As chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Cummings led multiple investigations of the president's governmental dealings, including probes in 2019 relating to the president's family members serving in the White House. Elijah Cummings, dead at the age of 68. Chicago public school teachers will begin a strike today after failing to reach a contract deal with the city. Chicago Teachers Union elected delegates held a meeting Wednesday afternoon for the official decision that will impact 25,000 teachers. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city will be providing support for the children and families during this time.
The CPS buildings will be open during their normal bell schedule until an agreement is reached. Students who need a safe place to go are encouraged to attend their regular school, but we will welcome students at any CPS school that is appropriate for their age. All CPS schools will serve free breakfast and lunch, as well as supper.
More than 300,000 Chicago students and their families are expected to be affected by this strike. Police and the FBI are investigating a bank robbery in northeast Wichita.
It happened around 3:20 Wednesday afternoon at the Fidelity Bank in the 2100 block of North Bradley Fair, near 21st and Rock Road. The FBI says a man went into the bank, handed the teller a note demanding money. The suspect said he had a weapon but did not show one. The man left the bank with an undetermined amount of money. There were no injuries. A photo of the suspect can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. This is the second robbery at the same bank branch in the past month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Gunfire during an aggravated assault in northwest Wichita near 16th and Tyler. Shortly after midnight Monday, police responded to a vandalism call in the 1600 block of North Robin.
An 80-year-old female resident who had reported hearing a loud noise and then discovering damage to her attached garage door, a vehicle inside parked inside that garage, and also damage inside the garage as well. The damage appeared to be from a shotgun. An 18-year-old female was also inside the residence at the time of the incident.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the investigation led to the arrest Tuesday evening of a pair of 17-year-old boys, both on charges of discharge of a firearm at an occupied dwelling. One of them was apprehended at the Olive Garden restaurant on North Mays Road. The other teen was also charged with making criminal threats. Investigators believe this was not a random incident and that the suspects knew the 18-year-old woman in the house. Officers recovered a shotgun they believe was used in the incident. Sedgwick County Commissioners approved more money for the Sheriff's Office.
Sheriff Jeff Easter requested an additional $2.6 million for their operating budget, citing an average inmate population of over 1,500, which led to higher food and medical costs as part of requesting that money. The sheriff also said overtime costs and the effect of shuffling inmates out of the jail as remodeling projects took place were factors. Commissioner Michael O'Donnell told the sheriff he knew that this request was not an easy one.
Everyone up here knows that you do take this financial responsibility very seriously, and I know you did not want to come and ask us for this last infusion because you've never had to.
The commission approved the additional funding unanimously. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A meeting on Turkey's invasion of Syria between President Trump and congressional leaders ended with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi walking out.
Speaker Pelosi simply did not mince words when she suggested the president suffered, in her words, a meltdown at their meeting at the White House. By the way, she suggested it was at least in part because of that incredible vote on Capitol Hill condemning the president's withdrawal from Syria. She actually wasn't there very long. In fact, the meeting went so poorly, the speaker herself stormed out. There was plenty of back and forth on Twitter. The president said Nancy Pelosi needs help fast. There's either something wrong with her upstairs, or she just plain doesn't like our great country. She had a total meltdown in the White House today. It was very sad to watch. Pray for her. She's a very sick person. The House voted overwhelmingly to rebuke the president's Syria withdrawal, 354 to 60.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork reporting. Campaign finance reports show Western Kansas Representative Roger Marshall is well ahead of his Republican rivals in fundraising in the U.S. Senate race. Marshall's campaign reported raising more than $572,000 in contributions from July 1st through September 30th and ended the period with nearly $1.9 million in his campaign account. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach raised $250,000 for the period and ended it with about $198,000 in his account. KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Even 10 in the morning on KNSS. Now 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Had a traffic accident already this morning. It happened a little while ago. And this was on Kellogg, eastbound, right around Meridian is where they're talking about. And we had one car up on its side in the accident. And they had a couple of lanes shut down there. So watch out again, eastbound on Kellogg. Right around Meridian. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
We had a couple of people with minor injuries in that accident. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky early on, it's going to be sunny and breezy today. Temperatures likely in the upper 60s by around noontime and 73 for our afternoon high. We will be clear and not as cool tonight. Our low 54, then breezy, warmer on Friday with a high 76. And our thunderstorm chances will increase late Friday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 45 degrees. 6:12 now, Steve and Ted here on this Thursday, October 17th. We had another mild sunny day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 64 degrees. Normal high for the date is 70, so we were a little below normal yesterday. On this date in 1973, Arab oil-producing nations announced they would begin cutting back oil exports to Western nations and Japan. The result was a total embargo that lasted until March of 1974. And it wasn't pleasant. All of a sudden, gasoline prices went through the roof. When I say the roof, I'm talking about 70 cents a gallon in those days.
Yeah.
They went
but there
roof.
Were shortages.
There were shortages. Long lines of people waiting
people had
to buy
line up.
Gasoline.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of it right here in Wichita, but there were gas lines across the country in different places as the Arabs decided they were going to show us what they had over there. And I think that all is behind much of our foreign policy since. We've gone into several countries over there to fight wars. I think oil had a lot to do with it. Many people will tell you that. Now we're 73, 40 years later? Give me some 45? America is supposed to be pretty much energy independent now. We don't need their oil. But when you damage an...
why do we import tons of it?
Damage a refiner over there, it can have about a 5% impact on what we're doing right here. That's what they had in that thing when the refinery blew up the other day. They said it was going to be bigger than that. It wasn't all that big, though. But there you go.
Yeah, but your gas prices went up the next day.
They did, for a little bit. Because when they do something like that, the oil companies and the gasoline retailers know that, hey, we can gouge.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. Suburban Milwaukee police say Child Protective Services took a 7-year-old boy to a hospital after he was found vaping in a school classroom. Who was always smoking in the gym? Was that Charlie Brown, that song? 7 years old. A police report in Franklin says the second grader was discovered with a vaping device at Country Dale Elementary last week. A social worker was called to the school, took custody of the child, and had him checked at Children's Hospital. The Journal Sentinel says the boy's mother was contacted, and she told police the vaping device contained CBD oil and was stored in her purse. Well, apparently not now. The child was returned to his mother. She was not cited or charged. I don't know. It's probably maybe if just isn't illegal to have vaping in vapor, whatever, an e-mail. What do they call it, an e-cigarette? It's not illegal, and the kid just swiped it, and they found him in the room there at school, vaping. Researchers say they've come across a nearly 13-foot great white shark with teeth marks on its jaw and head. They say it was likely bitten by an even bigger shark. Bigger than 13 feet, the Charlotte Observer reported.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
The heavily scarred 1,164-pound shark was captured and released earlier this month. Off the coast of Nova Scotia. Mm. Before they put him back in, they looked at all these marks all over it. Satellite tracking shows a shark named Vimy has since traveled more than 600 miles south to the coast off Maryland. A 13-footer, but a great white, and a bigger one apparently chomped on him.
Yikes.
All right. Well, and the leaves are beginning to change. You talked about it yesterday. There's one in your neighborhood that's half and half.
There's still one at that one at Central and Crestway is gorgeous yesterday when I drove by.
Is it still half and half, or is it?
Yep.
Okay.
The east side is brilliant red, and the west side of it's still green.
You know what kind it is? I don't know either.
Oh, it's one of those. I think it's one of those maples. There's tons of them along the north side of Central between Oliver and Hillside, They're all really pretty right now.
All right. Another great place to see them trees is along McLean Boulevard from about all Murdoch up to 13th Street there. As you go around the bend right by the river.
Yeah.
Those trees, I don't know what kind they are, but they turn kind of a really rusty red.
Mm.
They're gorgeous. Anyway, we're kind of excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind, your way to check out and listen to any KNSS program you may have missed over the past 24 hours.
Okay.
Download the Radio.com app and select KNSS. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, just want to hear the entire show again. It's easy to navigate. You can pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to an entire show.
What do you think of that? Yeah.
It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind. Again, just download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you may have missed. Listen to the way you want, when you want. Maybe you got to work and you missed some of the Steve and Ted show. You can just rewind it.
Yep. Get us back. That's good stuff.
Rewind.
Yep.
6:17 now. Make it 6:18. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's let's take a look at leadoff sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
Football night. The Kansas City Chiefs play tonight. Thursday night football for the Chiefs in Denver, taking on the Broncos.
The Kansas City Chiefs will try to shrug off slipping up in their last two games against a division rival tonight when they take on the Denver Broncos. Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes ready to come out firing to help pad the team's AFC West lead.
You just need to get better each and every week, and I think you have to have that same mentality after a win as you have after a loss.
Chiefs at 4-2, Broncos gaining momentum but still tied for the bottom of the division at 2-4. Linebacker Von Miller geared up for a showdown.
They're going to be ready to play. They've lost two straight. We've won two straight, so it's going to be a great night.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Chiefs are favored by a field goal on the road. The Chiefs have beaten the Broncos 7 times in a row. And they'll go.
Wait, you say Chiefs are favored?
Favored by a field goal.
Ooh. Somebody must know something.
Yep. people in Vegas are usually pretty good on that type of stuff. Let's see. Mitch Holtis in the broadcast crew will begin live coverage at 6 o'clock tonight from Denver. The game will kick off at 7:20 this evening. And, of course, you listen to it live right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tonight, the Chiefs have 5 starters out for injury with this game. So they are shorthanded going into Denver tonight. We will talk Jayhawks football tonight. KU Football Hawk Talk with head coach Les Miles. That's at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Jayhawks get ready to visit 15th-ranked Texas on Saturday night. After Coach Miles, we'll go to Game 4 of the American League Battle for the Pennant. The Houston Astros in New York taking on the Yankees at 7 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH. Game 4 was scheduled for last night, but it got rained out. Heavy thunderstorms, heavy rain in the New York City area. So they postponed it until tonight. Game four, starting pitcher tonight for the Houston Astros is former Wichita Wrangler Zach Greinke on the mound for Houston tonight. It is week seven in high school football in the state of Kansas, and we do have a few games tonight, including here in the City League, Bishop Carroll taking on North. That game will be played at Heights High School tonight. 5-1 Bueller in action tonight, hosting Hayes. And a really good game. Undefeated Mays is on the road visiting Salina Central, which has won four in a row. Good Thursday night football tonight in the high school ranks. Men's soccer yesterday. Friends University goes up to St. Mary and wins 5-0. Friends men are now on a four-game winning streak. They have a record of 9-2-1 on the season. In college volleyball, Bethany with a road sweep at Sterling last night. The Bethany volleyball team now 18-5 on the season. They're unbeaten on the road. And once again, going back to Chiefs football tonight, the Chiefs and the Broncos in Denver. Flashback, 25 years ago on this night, the Chiefs were also in Denver taking on the Broncos. Joe Montana versus John Elway.
Ugh.
It's still regarded as one of the top five Monday night football games of all time. Of course, Chiefs fans will remember late in the game, Joe Montana led a game-winning touchdown drive in Denver to beat the Broncos. That was 25 years ago on this night. The Joe Montana Monday Miracle as the Chiefs win at Denver 31-28. We'll see if there are any similar dramatics tonight when the Chiefs also visit the Denver Broncos 25 years later. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.